This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 441, down 6. September corn, 436 and 3 quarters, down 6 and a quarter. December corn, 442, down 5 and a half. July soybeans, 1421 and 3 quarters, down 4. August soybeans, 1367 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1255 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a quarter. July wheat, 581, down 5. September wheat, 591 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. December wheat, 611 and a quarter, down 5 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. Heavy rains that have been beneficial to the growing crop and expected good crop progress to be reported this afternoon combined to weaken values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 416 to 446. Soybean bids were 5 to 7 cents lower at 1396 to 1422. In central Illinois, grain dealers quoted corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 421 to 445. Soybean bids were 6 to 10 cents lower at 1417 to 1437. In southern Illinois, shell corn bids were 4 to 8 cents lower at 434 to 454. Soybean bids were mostly 3 to 6 cents lower at 1410 to 1442. And wheat bids were 5 to 7 cents lower at 552 to 574. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 4 to 7 cents lower at 1429 to 1457. The basis was down 3 to unchanged at plus 62 to plus 90 over the August. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 482.40 to 503.40 with the basis levels unchanged at 20 to 41 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 4 to 6 cents lower. They were 444 to 459 with the basis unchanged to 2 higher at 3 to 18 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 10 cents lower at 448 to 453. The basis up 2 to unchanged at 3 to 18 over the July. Soybeans ended 3 cents lower at 1428 to 1431 with the basis up 1 at 6 to 9 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 5 to 7 cents lower, 561 to 566. The basis down 2 to unchanged at minus 20 to minus 15 of the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 to 9 cents lower at 472 to 473. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 cents with quotations of 1448 to 1454. Soft wheat closed 2 to 5 cents lower at 588 to 589, and Milo ended the day 6 cents lower at 454 to 466. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn was 404 to 417, soybeans were 1177 to $12, and in the central part of the state, corn was 409 to 422, and soybeans were 1185 to 1199. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 407 to 425, and soybeans were 1186 to 1208. Soft wheat ranged from 551 to 565. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 147.45, down 15 cents. August live cattle, 146.45, down 17 cents. October live cattle, 149.77, down 7 cents. August feeder cattle, 208.70, up 55 cents. September feeder cattle, 209.50, up 77 cents. October feeder cattle, 209.57, up 77 cents. July lean hogs, 124.25, down $2.75. August lean hogs, 128.27, down $3. October lean hogs, 109.60, down $2.15. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.21 higher in the range of $106 to $118, with a weighted average carcass price of $115.85. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 66 to 69, 4 to 5 weights 70 to 74, 5 to 6 weights 73 to 77, and 6 weights and up 75 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $79 to $85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 20,917 head, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 237 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $123.34, and that was $1.66 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $234.24, and that was $2.37 higher, with select carcasses at $226.11, and that was $2.39 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000. That compared to 113,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 379,000. That compared to 361,000 last week and 390,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.48. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.51. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.39. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.42. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.22. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.20. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.11. July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.09. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.53. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.48. Corn at Scottville is $4.39. Beans at Greenfield are $14.22. Beans at Scottville are $14.11. Wheat at Scottville is $5.53. USDA released its weekly crop and weather report. Scattered rainfall continued throughout the state last week as temperatures fell to an average of 66.1 degrees, 5.4 degrees below normal. Operators continued to spray herbicides and cut hay as weather permitted. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.27 inches, 0.3 inches above normal. There were 3.1 days suitable for field work for the week ending in June 15th. Soybeans planted reached 94%, ahead of the five-year average of 89%. Soybeans emerged reached 89%, ahead of the five-year average of 75%. Sorghum planted reached 78%, ahead of the five-year average of 70%. Oats planted and oats headed reached 94% and 59% respectively. Corn condition was rated at 76% good to excellent. Soybeans condition was rated at 72% good to excellent. Winter wheat headed reached 98%. Winter wheat condition was rated at 59% good to excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 3% poor, 26% fair, 50% good, and 20% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% short, 80% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% very short, 14% short, 78% adequate, and 6% surplus. WERDA has been moved along by Congress. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about what's next and also on other items that have been passed.
The authorization language is out and about and done, and now the big challenge is going to be to get some money. I think the timing's good. I mean, in terms of if there's interest, Congress is very much interested in moving this, and which is good. I mean, great arguments made, valid arguments made about the need for the infrastructure, especially for the Midwest and the Great Plains economy. So much has moved upriver and downriver, especially when we talk about the movement of grains and everything else that seems to sit on a barge, everything from cement to salt to grain to what have you, and that it's a vital part of the inland highway, as they call it. You know, Illinois, Mississippi, Ohio rivers are all part of Illinois' big transportation system.
And that hopefully this will move along some projects like the Olmsted project.
You know, and it's crucial because of the fact that the amount of time that is wasted on so many of these it's so many of these locks and that we're dealing with because of the fact that the capacity is so small, number one. Number two, you look at the infrastructure. It's been around for 80 to 100 years. And the fact is that you know, if we have another major shutdown, it could be catastrophic for, you know, any time of the year. But, you know, especially when you're moving so much grain and everything down the river that it anything we could do to increase capacity. There's only, you know, and you've got a delicate system there. If people realize that, you know, you've got the barges going down the river down to the Gulf. You've got the terminals at the riverside. You've got the trucks hauling grain to the terminal from the country elevator, and you've got the country elevator taking grain from the on-the-farm elevator. So you've got trucks and barges that have this orchestrated system to move all this. One problem, and it shuts everything down. There's just, you know, only so much capacity to handle all this, and that's why we have to have an efficient system.
And another thing that passed, you said there was a capital program that passed last minute, just kind of squeaked by there.
This is with the legislature, the Illinois General Assembly, at the last minute, which was nice because so many people have been working, trying to put together a transportation plan. And the funding for it was there, and then it was gone, and then like probably the last week of session, we were basically told that it's not going to go anywhere. Lo and behold, on the second to last day of session, we find out, oops, it's back. And so what happened was General Assembly passed two bills. One's an authorizing bill, and the second's a bonding bill, to fund basically $1 billion infrastructure capital plan. The money's going to be used for, you name it, a lot of key projects. There's a laundry list of projects, everything from street repairs, bridge repairs. There could be other types of public works projects that are in there. The important part is that it keeps moving ahead on a lot of the construction that's been going on that funding was going to expire. On a lot of these projects. In other words, you get so far, bonding's good for, you know, bonding funds these projects for like 2-3 years or 4 years. Well, we were at the end of the lifespan on the last capital bill. And so what this does, it moves it ahead for one more year. So in the meantime, we hope that during the next year, we can continue our efforts to get a more permanent funding proposal together. The funding proposal has been discussed ad nauseum in the Capitol, but the reason it didn't go anywhere this year was because it's an election year. And there are no lawmaker out there who's going to vote to maybe increase motor fuel tax by a couple pennies. They aren't going to be out there to look at any other ways to fund transportation if it means it's going to cost more and the voter's going to remember it. So maybe next year we'll come back and have a little bit more success in terms of coming up with a more permanent proposal.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.